And you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, 10 o'clock, the film is going to be playing live in studio. Stick around for that excitement. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. Until that happens, we're going to be playing music from coast to coast. I was driving here. I got here about 5 minutes before the show starts. Normally I'm here way earlier, cough, cough. But I was listening to my music player. This song came on. It's not really the best. I don't know, it's a weird one. It's a live album. Sloan did a live album. It's two CDs, a bunch of songs on it. And this particular song, they didn't really sing any of it. They just let the crowd sing it. It actually sounds pretty awful because you can't hear the people in the crowd singing it. And if you don't know the song, it doesn't make any sense. But anyways, I'm going to play it for you because it's good. It's not good. It's funny. Anyways, it's all good. It's Sloan, Deeper Than Beauty. You're not going to hear half of it, but hey, this is CITR.
And we want lots of sing-alongs on our recording. So do what you can. Thank you.
shine with the darkest glow. All the buildings from a city I don't know, and all the countries, they got lines the maps never show.
Oh,
That is brand new Safety Show off the MySpace. They just recorded an album last week, I believe. Katie and Shane from the band just left on Wednesday, I believe, on a long, long trip. I think they're gone until September, going to everywhere in Europe and such and such. Fun times, but before they left, they decided they wanted to record all the songs they have. The album should be coming out when it's ready. When it's ready, that's a sample from something from the new album they recorded off their MySpace page. Safety Show, good luck to them on the trip, and hope to see them back when they are back in town in September. Before the Safety Show, I played the Mohawk Lodge. If you know Ryder, Ryder's band, Ryder Halfdale, he is from Vancouver, moved to Toronto now, still back in town quite often. This album was recorded in Vancouver, I believe, mostly anyways. Yeah, most of it is recorded in Vancouver. Brand new Mohawk Lodge album, Crimes is the name of it. I played a song called Cold Heart, and a bunch of people helped out in this album. That particular song, Jay and Megan from Five Miss sang on the song. Other people helping out, including Mark Octoberman. You have Dan Megan, who sang on it. Leah Abramson, J.P. Carter from many, many bands in town. Emo McGrath, another White Whale thing. Jordan Coop did a bit of things here and there. Jesse Gander. Yeah, so he got the crew out to help him out on this album. Ryder, Mohawk Lodge album, obviously on White Whale Records. You can probably get this album very soon on the website and everywhere in Canada. And before Mohawk Lodge, I played some Sloan off a live CD. Deeper Than Beauty is the name of the song. Half the song was sang by the people in the crowd. It's always kind of fun when you're in the crowd and everybody's singing along to a song. I always find that's what happens with Paulo Ghosts a lot. When Paulo goes to shows, people know the song so well that they sing along to a lot of songs, and it's a good experience when you go to see a show. I don't know what I'm talking about. We are live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR in about 40 minutes time. The film is going to be playing live in studio. Stick around for that. I am now going to talk a bit about, everyone's talking about Polaris. Polaris is this thing that started, what is that, like 3-4 years ago, where it's kind of like Canadian version of the Mercury Prize thing, where the winning band, they try to pick a band that is the best album in the country, not based on sales, not based on anything, just based on artistic merit. And the winner gets money, tons of money. A lot of interesting people has been nominated a lot of interesting people has won in the past. The long list for this year just came out today. You can hear my mouse scrolling, trying to figure out what it is. A lot of Vancouver bands this year got nominated for it. Some surprises, some not so surprising. Bands that got nominated from Vancouver, there's the New Pornographers, the album Together. There is You Say Party, We Say Die, XXXX. There is Tegan and Sarah, I guess they're from Vancouver. That's what they say. That's what they tell me. There is Dan Megan. There is, I don't know, who else is from Vancouver? Brastronaut, obviously, and Apollo Ghosts, which that was kind of surprising. Not that they're not awesome. It's just that I didn't think anybody outside of Vancouver has really heard of them, which is awesome for Apollo Ghosts. What other bands? Oh, Frog Eyes, almost from Vancouver, from the island. Tons and tons of things. There's like 40 bands who got nominated. Shad's nominated. It says here is from London, Ontario, but he lives in Vancouver. So a lot of Vancouver rights being nominated. Hopefully they all win. Obviously they can, but I think they're all winners. I am going to play a bunch of these albums and songs right now, mostly people that's friends of the show. So I'm going to start off with, who am I going to start out with? I should probably have things more ready. Let's do some You Say Party, We Say Die from the album XXXX. Thank you.
love dance. Could your heart be some romance? 'Cause my heart needs a love dance. I wrap my arms around you, pull to my chest.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Yeah. I roll with clever broads with goals like Fedorov, seeking better jobs instead of running scams like Set It Off. Some aren't the sharpest, but they know what they stand for. They don't let jams disrespect them on a dance floor. And know they'd ever hit college like the damn four. For damn sure, they got each other's back like a jam sport. Girls in the league are they own like Gina Davis, Nina Simone ladies, Tina Fey chicks, Christina Applegates, and Benita Applebaums. It don't mask and say nothing when you ask what's wrong. That's what's up. And they can laugh it up, and they don't pass the buck. Nothing's for certain, we all have to trust someone. I used to want to find the love of my life. Now I'm trying to live a life of love. It's not just a husband and wife thing. It's something that Christ brings, some comfort at night. True beauty doesn't run from the light. Keep shining. I've been known to talk about women on a track or two. I talk to women, I just can't talk for women. That's for you, we need women for that. More women in rap, even tracks like Quali's for women. That's still only half the view of the world. There's no girls rapping, so we only hearing half the truth. What we have to lose, too much, half our youth aren't represented. The better halves of dudes, so we don't hear about your brain, just your brains. How you Rockefeller, Stacey Dash Dames. We just need your voice like an acapella. Something in the music's gotta change a lot of things. It's funny how words like consciousness and positive music can somehow start to feel hollow. It's become too synonymous with polished and soft collagen lips on the face of race politics. Well, you can't be everything to everyone, so let me be anything to anyone. The world turns and there's clouds sometimes, but there's no such thing as a setting sun. It always keeps shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Check it out. My mom taught me where to keep my heart. My aunts taught me how to sing two parts. My sis taught me how to parallel park and try to teach me math, but she way too smart. My grandma in the 80s is still sharp. My girl cousins in activism and art. They taught me there's no curls too tight, no mind too bright, no skin too dark to keep shining. Yeah, keep shining.
Keep shining. Keep shining.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that was Shad. I'm joined here by Shad. No, Chris. How are you doing?
Sup?
We haven't done this in a while. You being on
I know. How's it going, Ben?
Good. I'm just fixing your computer.
Thank you very much.
So,
for that.
Polaris, Shad, he lives in Vancouver.
Yes, he was the only black guy at the Apollo Ghost CD release.
Oddly enough, they're now fighting for the death. Apollo Prize, Polaris.
Do you think that there's going to be many Vancouver bands that actually get to the shortlist? I think that's just to appease the West Coast folks.
Well, I think it's great for Apollo Ghost that even made the list.
I was so surprised. I always think that it's labels, like record labels, that kind of push the band's albums into the Polaris people. But, I mean, who knows about Apollo Ghost but you and me and, like 250 people in Vancouver. Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. It's awesome. And it's good for them because they are doing a tour.
Yes.
That's coming up.
And fantastic. It's good. Yeah. Sled Island, they're going to be playing. Yeah. They're going to be playing Sappy Fest.
Yeah, I think it's good. Also, when you look at the list, first one on the list, Apollo Ghost.
Of course. Right on. And the list of the Sappy Fest bands, first one on the list.
And I bet you anything, PM20 is like, who the hell is Apollo Ghost?
Well, no, but this is not just a tour that they're going to be on. It's a campaign.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's a good thing they bribed the judges.
Oh, they always do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, this chat, I play some You Say Party. Any other things you're surprised by on the list?
I don't know. Oh, I only heard about it from listening to your show.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I had no idea. Is Leah on it?
No.
Well, that's a damn shame. Hopefully next year she'll be on it.
There is
Boo Rodeo.
Oh, what? Okay, that's kind of... When you were talking about the Vancouver bands that were on, I was like, yeah, I am not surprised. New Pornographers, give me a break. Dan Magan, is Said the Whale on there?
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's not. What else is... I don't know. The Sadies. I don't know. Brooklyn Social Scene. You heard of that band.
But those are all common. I'm just so worried. I hated last year because there were so many good bands on the long list, and then they got completely cut out. And then to have, no offense to Mr. Van Galen, but to have, I thought this whole Polaris Music Prize was based on artistic merit. Yeah. And it just seems to be how popular the Canadian band is.
Everything is like that, though.
Yeah, I guess. Guess so.
Unless they find people, I don't know.
The Final Fantasy album that won the first time, and the Patrick Watson
that
album.
That guy's on the list.
Fantasy on?
Well, what's his new name now?
Oh,
better name.
His real name. Palette, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the way. Who else is on there?
Well, from Vancouver, also Hannah Georges.
Oh, okay. I heard good things about her. And Frog Eyes album's pretty
good. Frog Eyes is good. Ghost Keeper, Holy Fuck.
Very nice.
Greg McPherson from Winnipeg.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, that looks like a good Caribou might win
Caribou,
again.
That was a really good show I went to see.
Oh, you went to see it?
Fantastic. I've seen him before, but that was one of the better ones. He got a band. Well, I mean, he's always been good, but yeah.
Did they do a lot better. That hit from their new album, that Odessa song? It's a really good song.
I don't remember. They must have. Yes. I don't know. I don't follow hits. What is it, Seattle?
No, you're just there to be seen, man.
Oh, yeah. Going to play some Apollo Ghosts. The song I'm going to choose is Sons of Norway. Everyone, you played that all the time.
I have never played it on my show.
Really?
Never. To be completely truthful, it's my least favorite song
on the entire album.
Yes, I don't know. It sounds too.
Well, what should I play then?
No, please, please. It's still a really good song. Who am I? I don't know what a good song is. I say Sons of Norway. I think it's. Let's play it.
Okay, Apollo Ghosts from the long list.
Yeah,
nominated album.
Well, so hopefully soon to be shortlist.
Yeah, the winner. Of 2010.
The winner, that's right, that will share the winnings with us.
Yeah, right. On CITR Radio 101.9. Whoa.
Dairy Queen, you know it's not that bad when she umps some of the games. We are the Sons of Norway, we are the Sons of Norway, we are the Sons of Norway in this town. Hot eats, cold treats, seventh place, and at the back, tie cases, laces. Walkman's bless some Ace of Base and Corey fucking hard. Your father keeps the score and smokes a cigarette. You're sad when he skips half of the games. We are the Sons of Norway. We are the Sons of Norway. We are the Sons of Norway. How I get across that sandlot field to you with a fist of dandelions. We'll be right back.
escape from reality. Through many years I traveled through. To my eyes I always see, and in my ears will listen to. Listen to.
What you do when I'm around you? I'm around. What's it like for you when you can't sleep at night? Do you hold your breath? Do you count back from 10? Do you cry? Do you count? Do you cry? Chit-chat to yourself. Do you try and explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Convince yourself. Oh, oh. What's it like for you to fall asleep? Chit-chat to yourself. Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Hey, do you like to chit-chat, chit-chat, chit-chat to yourself? Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? I
chit-chat, chit-chat. Hey, do you like to chit-chat, 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 chit-chat?
All right, that's Hannah Georgia. Is that the first time you heard?
The first time, totally. Huh, I like it.
Me too.
Yes, I'm too. Not too bad. It's a little too slick and polished.
Yeah, CBC whatever. Radio.
Yeah, a little too. Not enough tape hiss. And demo quality.
Demo, not. Yes. Okay, so that was that, and then before that we played.
But the reason why I played that is because you went out to get a cup for Mel of the film.
Yeah.
Who's going to be performing at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But she is, Hannah Jurgis, is also
normally
Polaris Music Prize.
She was on the cover of the Georgia Strait 2 weeks ago.
Beautiful woman.
And who was on the cover? That's done now. Last week was SSRI.
SSRI's. What a great photo.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
awesome. Best photo ever.
Well, I think so, but I think that the one guy that wasn't, naked should have been. Was he self-conscious about something?
You should have. You could have had him on the show and asked him.
Yeah.
Maybe Duncan did today. They did an interview.
I hate bands
when they're naked.
Not
naked enough.
on the cover of the Georgia Strait, there's never been one that I really liked. When Japandroids did it, I didn't like it. I thought it was like cheesy, like the white backdrop.
Yeah.
And they're like sitting on the amp. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. Do you remember that Black Mountain cover where they're all like shirtless and they're like all in bed together? It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I just like the article because it talked about Shindig.
Yes.
And it talked about Thunderbird Radio Hell.
How handsome you are. Yes. Aren't you amazing?
Oh, good.
You are the pearl of Vancouver music, aren't you?
I'm turning off your mic now.
Okay.
We are Hannah Georgia's, and then we play some Eric's Trip from the album Viewmaster. Well, no, from the album Forever Again, Viewmaster, for Burnside. He requested it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, right on.
Burnside from band Tight Salt.
They're opening for someone like really big, and I just saw that.
Yes.
Who are they opening for?
Turbo Fruit.
Turbo Fruits. Yeah. And what a great little band, which features members of Be Your Own Pet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is happening at some point. Do you know what day?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know anything. I don't know when.
Burnside is like, those people.
No. But that's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show.
And that band of Tight Solid features the sister of Katie Sketch of the Orchid. I just think that's so great. She's such a sweet, sweet girl, which was surprising.
Anyways. Just surprised. Why? Oh, anyway. let's talk about Shane Turner.
Okay.
Shane Turner Overdrive.
Can I tell a Kitty Sketch story really quick? Yeah,
fine.
I remember she used to work at the Red Cat Records.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to order a album for me. And she says, okay, I'll write that down for you. And I go, okay, it's this one by Captain Beefheart and everything. Okay. And she had her eyes up. She never wrote anything down on the piece of paper. So...
I have a worse one, but I can't tell it on air.
Oh, tell me!
I told you this already.
What?
But I don't think I should tell it on air.
It's organ?
Yeah, it's not safe.
Okay, about what happened here? Yeah. The original Radio Hell?
Can we go back to...
Shane Turner Overdrive. Formerly of Love and Mathematics.
Yes.
Yes.
And also plays in Fanshawe.
Oh, yes,
sometimes,
he does.
So still there.
And a very great thing that I guess he's going on an English tour, playing bass for Calgary band Wood Pigeon.
Oh, nice.
I heard about that. Right. Which is pretty fantastic and a lovely, lovely fellow.
Yes. So tonight, Jay Arner is on. Well, recorded and mixed it. There's a lot of like Liv and Johnny Payne singing, Ben Jack, tons of things. Good album. Your favorite song ever on the album?
Tape by Walls, I believe it's called. That's what it's called?
Yes.
And I really like this album. I think it's a pop masterpiece.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised. I think he's been around Vancouver music for like so long, but I really like what he's done with this album.
Yes. So, and I still believe that he didn't know who Bachman Turner Overdrive is.
That's just so lame. Like, you don't name your Shane Turner Overdrive as Bachman Turner Overdrive? What? He would know. He would totally.
He did after the fact. I think it was one of those things where he asked people for names, and if people just came up with that name, he'd go, oh, that sounds great, and he has it in his mind, oh, it's a good name.
Uh-huh.
And then people told him, you know, it's Bachman Turnovers. I was like, what? I'd never heard of them.
But he didn't.
And then when they played him the song, he's like, everyone knows yeah. Taking Care of Business.
Of course.
Yeah. But course. Anyways, that's I'm sticking with that story. Doesn't even matter.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. I'm with Chris on CITR in about 10, 15 minutes time. The film on... in the studio, live.
Yes.
Film.
Mel,
his solo project from the band
Phone Calls. Formerly.
The Pink Noise. Pink Noise.
Very good.
Very good. Yes. On CITR. And this is Shane Turner Overdrive, formerly just Shane Turner.
shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Happy birthday, Ryan McCormick.
I guess tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right on. Of Collapsing Opposites.
Of Collapsing Opposite from the album
In Time.
In Time. Look at what you make.
Yes.
Look at what you make.
I love the words of that song. The lyrics are pretty well thought out, and yes, I hear you got some words, so plant them in the earth. This is your work, so let's see what it's worth. It's nice.
Good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I'm not arguing with you. Yeah. It's good. It's
now
good.
Fix my computer.
And before that, I play some Jen Lee Omnicord. The song I played was Randy B. Found Me. I hope she meant Randy Bachman Found Me, because...
Because it ties into Shane Turner Overdrive. Well done.
It's my show. He's genius.
You're a scientist.
It's a scientist.
Musical scientist.
Okay, we're going to talk a bit about the shed. Holy shed.
It's like a swear word, but it's not. It's on Sunday, and the reason why is because you really think you're funny. You should do stand-up. The Holy Shed show is at my shed on Fraser and 10th, and it'll be the last bit of music in there before I have to put it to rest. For a couple years, I've been getting bands to play in it and practice, and because a couple bands that used to rent it are off on vacation or on tour, and breakups, people are leaving for Sweden and India, so I had to kind of say goodbye to it, and it's kind of sad, but might as well go out with a bang. And starting at 3 in the afternoon on this Sunday to 10, we'll try to get to 10. I'm just getting a whole bunch of bands to play that I'm friends with.
That's
like
awesome.
Apollo Ghosts and Kidnap Kids,
so
and
name,
Buffalo
yeah.
Swans.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
Can I read? Okay. Kidnap Kids, Buffalo Swans, Diaz, Apollo Ghosts, Ben Gordetsky.
Yes.
Dylan Thomas. Look, I have this. I didn't even knew that was happening.
There
I have
you
this
go.
Thing queued up. Muscles, Sean Morasek, Otis, okay, Vancouver, okay, Green, is that a question mark? So that might not.
Oh, no, I put the question mark, and then he wrote and said, I'm in town, I would love to play.
Green Belt, question
mark. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, Rose Melbourne?
She's coming out of... She's coming out of retirement, that's
yeah,
really
retirement.
Right. Yes. Well, do you know she's 68?
Oh,
sorry.
Hermetic?
Yes, I don't know if Hermetic's going to be playing, but then another band called Boy Voyage agreed to play, even though they said that they couldn't. So there you go.
Aunts and Uncles,
yes.
Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth, well done, yes.
Stefano Fatella.
The Ventures, that's not funny.
Lost Lovers Brigade.
Yeah.
Saggia.
Oh, see, I don't know because I asked Saggia if she would. She's the highlight. She would be the total highlight. I don't know if she's going to be.
Hermetic again with a question mark.
Oh, okay.
Wind Whistles.
Yes. I don't know if. I don't think Felcron and Menachi.
What horrible spell. Is it like the techno version?
No, that's what. Oh, never mind. And then who else is on there? Is that it?
Bleeding Hearts.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to play either, but hopefully they will because they're
the Magician.
What's the gentleman's name? Nathan?
Nathan, yeah.
Yeah, his band is out of town, but I asked if he would play, and I don't know if he will, but I would like to. I saw him at Music Waste. He's really good.
The Rain in the Sidewalk.
Rain in the Sidewalk, yes.
And Fine Miss. Is it Fine Miss or Poison Dart?
It seems to be Poison Dart.
That's awesome.
They just asked if they could play in Poison Dart, and they haven't played as that
for
the longest time.
Years. If you want to get back International Falls.
Oh, that would be nice.
Then,
yes, I was trying to get the Oregon Trail to play, but they weren't yeah, having it.
That was it, though. Yeah, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, oh well.
And also AC/DC. that was a funny joke. I'm sorry. Okay.
Did you see any of Comedy Waste?
Yes.
What did you think?
It's all right.
Did you see the improv or did you see the actual
the
like Graham Clark?
I saw the sketch comedy one.
Are they any good?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay,
I like sketch. Awesome. I and the stand up I couldn't get in because it was
full, packed. Yeah.
Improv I don't know. We'll see. I've seen those many of those groups on improv. So
yeah, I'm a big Call of Mockery fan. So
yeah. Yeah, no, I like him. Yeah, anyways.
Sorry, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
Fine Mist is coming up.
We're going to play some Fine Mist and some Poison Dart.
Good.
And then the film. Yes. Live in studio.
Mel from Phone Call.
Also, speaking of Fine Mist, they're playing...
Formally.
Phone Call is still happening. Fine Mist is playing tomorrow night with SSRIs.
And Bad Faith.
Oh, Bad Faith, yes.
Isn't the Sorcerers playing as well?
I don't know.
Okay.
I heard Sonic Youth.
It's not funny. It wasn't funny the first time, Ben.
What I'm 1 to 3 p.m.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
When you call, I will come.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Alrighty. Played some Poison Dart, some Sean Mrazek Lives, some Dylan Thomas, all of them playing at
some
the
Pluto?
Some Pluto, all of them playing at Holy Shed.
Yes.
Including Pluto.
Pluto?
Anyone has a no, don't show it.
Oh yeah.
Who has some Pluto stories? No one.
What?
Pluto story?
Yeah.
I've seen them play.
I have
opened for a Conlane Crush.
I've seen him play with Cracker.
Oh, wow, nice.
You saw them open for Cracker?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
They were on the same label.
I like that song a lot. And
I think it's a they're a fantastic band. Their second album's really good, too.
Yeah. It's
I like it. Goodbye, Girl. That's a great song. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Peter.
We have it, Peter. Anyways, Pluto, always a topic of contention sometimes because they... I don't know. Maybe they were almost overly successful. Do you think some people hate them because they're overly successful? No.
Well, is that your least favorite band, Peter?
Locally?
Well, yeah.
I'd say yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Nice. anyway. Oh, can I tell a real quick story? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll let the film play, but I just really quick. I was in Langley, and I was getting gas for my car. And I was opening the door for this guy, and this guy was the lead singer of Headley. And
how would you even recognize?
No, because you know, like there's posters of Headley, and the lead guy has like this tattoo, like always like spouting out of his shirt. And so I saw him, and I gave him this kind of look, like I knew like who he was, and then he gave me this look, is like I know you know that I know that.
Man, that's so Chris Murphy.
What do you mean?
Sloan, he does that all the time.
What?
He at shows, Chris would actually go and stand by the merch table and stuff. So my sister one time recognized him, and he comes back and says, yeah, you know who I am.
Yeah.
But anyways. Not
no,
that.
But the look that he gave me was so priceless, like, yeah, you know me. I thought that was great.
That's
did
awesome.
Did he pump your gas?
Oh! The film is going to be on. I'm just going to make sure that's ready to go. I'm just going to pop in something really quick until that happens. This is some For Me on CITR. So we'll have that running in the background for a bit. Follow me, Jessica and Andrew. You talked enough already. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, man.
It's time for us to kick into the live music portion of our programming.